Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 28, Johannesburg 26, Ekurhuleni 25, Rustenburg 29 grade.
Highways across Gauteng looking really, really good this afternoon. The big problem still is southbound from Brakfontein towards the R101 and Midrand. It is queuing through Centurion and from Boerter Avenue on the N1.
The All Blacks wary of the returning Andre Pollard and Willie LaRue ahead of the test tomorrow, and there'll be a new England captain for the Australia T20 series.
Action SA is ontevrede oor die minister van Justisie, Thembi Simelane, se antwoorde in vandag se vergadering van die parlementêre portefeulje komitee oor justisie. Ethel Trollope van Action SA sê Simelane se antwoorde oor die omstrede lening wat verbind word met die Polokwane munisipaliteit en WBS Bank was teenstrydig. Hy glo 'n onafhanklike ondersoek of 'n hofsaak is nodig om die kommer aan te spreek.
We believe ultimately as the Minister of Justice she needs to be beyond reproach, and the only way that this can be achieved is if she proves her innocence in a court of law.
Simelane het egter enige onbehoorlike verhouding ontken met die kontrakteur betrokke by die WBS Bank skandaal terwyl sy burgemeester was.
They are not your contractor. They were appointed to provide services through a procurement process done through committees of council. I did not receive any improper benefits from the contractor. Coffee shop seemed a feasible option so that I could create employment opportunities for myself and my next of kin.
11 verkeersamptenare in Limpopo of Polokwane egter in hegtenis geneem omdat hulle na bewering omkopgeld aanvaar het van motoriste, busoperateurs en taxibestuurders op die N1 hoofweg. Hulle was deel van 'n voorgesette geheime ondersoek wat op korrupsie gerig is. Limpopo se vervoer en gemeenskapsveiligheid woordvoerder Puti Leganye.
The MEC has welcomed these arrests and has said that these individuals did so on their own volition. What they did is in contravention of their own oath of office and it goes against the ethos of their profession. The department will institute its own internal disciplinary processes pending the outcome of their cases.
Die LER vir onderwys in die Noordwes doen 'n beroep op alle leerdervervoeroperateurs om uiters versigtig te bestuur aangesien ongelukke steeds toeneem. Die departement se woordvoerder, Matapa Molokwane, sê 4 leerders is beseer toe 'n bus gisterand naby Vryburg omgeslaan het. Hy sê teen tyd van die voorval was daar 18 leerders in die bus.
15 learners received trauma counseling at the local hospital. It was revealed that 4 individuals sustained serious injuries. As a result of the severity of their injuries, 3 learners are currently hospitalized at Joe Morolong Hospital in Vryburg.
En ten slotte, die Amerikaanse presidentskandidaat Donald Trump het planne aangekondig om 'n regeringsdoeltreffendheidskommissie te skep, gelei deur die Suid-Afrikaanse gebore entrepreneur Elon Musk. Dit is as hy die verkiesing in November sou wen.
I will create a government efficiency commission tasked with conducting a complete financial and performance audit of the entire federal government and making recommendations for drastic reforms. We need to do it. And Elon, because he's not very busy, has agreed to head that task force.
Mooi weer môre, Pretoria 12:28, Johannesburg 12:26, Mbombela 15:24, Mahikeng 12:30 en Tsenin 14:24 grade. Ek is Chanel September en ek is terug om 6:30 met meer nuus.
Baie dankie Chanel, it's time to do this.
This is Rob's Mix. Jacaranda FM.
That's right, for the next 30 minutes, DJ Dex are a go. Hoy some volume, it's Friday.